In a city that never sleeps, legal issues can't wait. Michael Cohan and his tech-savvy team of lawyers are here to separate the signal from the noise and solve problems for every New Yorker in the hustle. This is Hustle and Law.
Yvonne Lee, paralegal, Cohan Law Firm.
Hey.
Who was your craziest client?
My craziest client was a client named Tyrone. I'm not going to say his last name. But Tyrone, if I'm correct, I remember Tyrone also telling us that he was an artist. You remember that client?
He was an artist.
He was comical, remember?
A street artist. How did you find him?
Oh, wow. Weirdest story. On this particular day, I decided to go to lunch and get some food. And as I'm coming out of the store, literally, a sanitation truck hits the U-Haul van he's in. He's out of the U-Haul van. They hit the truck and him. And in my head, I'm like, how did you just do that to myself? So Tyrone is yelling and he's going crazy. And I'm like, whoa. And the crowd is coming around him now. And I'm standing there with my food in my hand and my drink. And I'm thinking like, wow, how entertaining or whatever. So he's looking at me and I don't know why. I don't know why. I look like I got pinpointed out of the crowd. I'm like, well, just calm down. Just calm down. They're going to call the police and everything. He's yelling at the sanitation guy, you going nowhere, mister. You going nowhere. I'm going to sue you. He's like, I'm going to get an attorney. And a bell goes off in my head like he said the magic words. So, of course, me, I go everywhere. I have a business card with me. I go, are you serious? I said, well, listen, when the police get here, just calm down and tell a story so you don't get yourself locked up. He hit you. As you can see, half of the truck is taken off. Your shoulder's injured. You have a scar on it. We can see it. I said, take this card. And he looked at the card and he was like, oh, is you serious, miss? Oh, is you serious, miss? And I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. Use my lawyer. This is my lawyer. I'm like, wait. I'm not your lawyer. I tell him. I'm like, if you're serious and you need an attorney, please take this card and give us a call. Okay. So I take my healthy self up to my office and not even 30 minutes later, Mr. Tyrone is on my phone yelling, hi, miss my attorney. I'm calling you. The police left. They took the report. And I'm going to the hospital right now. And that's how I got crazy Tyrone, who would call the office 50 times a day, who said that he's going to be a millionaire one day. And he's going to take care of us instead of him.
Hey, what's your mindset going throughout the day?
Oh, man. When I walk out the door every day, the first thing I know is that there's going to be an accident. Okay. I already know that. The problem is knowing that there's going to be an accident and the person deciding if they really want to go to physical therapy. Because everybody's looking for one hit wonder, but they don't understand what it takes. Like if you're really injured, what you got to do?
I think people are hurt. They're sitting at home and they're watching a TV commercial. And this guy comes on and he's like, I sprained my pinky and Celino got me $10 million.
I agree.
And what do you get when you call an office like that? You get your paper file. You get put in a back office. You get assigned to some low-level associate who's miserable. And your case goes nowhere. And 5 years later, you're wondering, how come my case hasn't settled? Where's my trial date? So when you go to a firm like ours, like a boutique firm, you know, you get everybody's cell phone number. You're getting constant client communication. You know what the value of your case is. And it's a totally different experience. And I think that's what we offer. And I think when you're going out in the street with that mindset, I think people are attracted to you, right?
Like, Yvonne, I got hurt. You know, I get the weirdest calls. I even get inboxes. I'm like, what happened? So when I'm outside, and I don't even think we ever talked about this. I'm at a party one day, and I'm sitting there, and I'm having a good time, and I'm around a whole bunch of friends. And a friend comes over to me, and he's like, I've been trying to reach you. I'm like, why? He said, because I've seen your page. He was like, I got to a car accident a while ago. An attorney is not calling me back. I spoke to him one time and all that. I was like, and he was like, you work for the law firm. I've seen you post it before. And I was like, really? And I remember us getting that case. And that firm was going after the wrong car. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God. I do remember this.
You remember? They were going after the wrong car. They had this case for a whole year. I jump in.
Nothing.
He retains us. And settle the case in 3 months and find the correct people they were supposed to go after. Remember that? He was so happy.
It's all about putting yourself out there, right? Everybody has to know what you do. Everybody has to know what you do. Friends, family, coworkers, acquaintances, doesn't matter. Everybody's going to know that this is what you do. And then at some point, a time will come that they're going to need you. I mean, God forbid, hopefully not, but you assume it will.
God forbid, but I really do hope they call us.
How do you get this hustle mindset? Where does it come from?
I've been a hustler, I think, all my life. You know, I started my career, well, actually in high school, I took paralegal classes and hairstylist classes. So who knew that I was going to be amazing at both? So my drive was always that. I remember being younger, and one time I got into a fight. I was younger. No lie. I never even told you the story. So I'm a teenager, and we had a fight, and we're in like a mediation in court. And I'm tiny. You know, I've always been, I'm small. And everybody's always bigger than me, picking on me, but I always was the winner. No, I didn't take boxing classes, but I'm good. I remember sitting there in a mediation, and I'm breaking down exactly what happened. And the lady turns around and told me and said, "You need to be an attorney the way you're in here defending yourself." And I was like, yeah, I should be. And that always stuck with me. So when I went to high school, I took some paralegal classes. It was too much reading back then to me, you know. It was only in high school, wanted to sit out home and read all day when you could create hairstyles. But as I got older, I was like, wait a minute. I kind of like that career again. I'm a magnet to people, you know. People always ask me questions, things that's going on. And I don't even know where I get it from. I'm just a hustler. People just be like, you want to know something, ask Yvonne.
What's your advice to younger people coming up?
Oh, man. I think that younger people and older people need to sit down and talk, because we don't have that family setting anymore in these households. So the direction is going wrong. And I'll say the generation around my son's age, some of them in the 30s right now. I know. I look young in the 30s, but their direction is going left. So it's really hard to figure out what they want to be, because if you look around, there's so much crime, and the ages are within the 30s or 20s. And like, if you don't have no one to talk to you and put you on the right track, you know, and be a role model and speak with you, or if you can't see the guidance going in that direction, how are you going to know to get it? So we kind of need a little bit more help for these children of age of some in the 30s, the 20s, and definitely the teens. They really need a better guidance, and it's really hard to get it because there are no programs out here no more. There's no one that want to volunteer because people have their crap going on in their lives. So it's getting really iffy out here, you know? And car accidents are getting bigger and better. You know why? Because everybody's just fast. Like, where are you going? The speed limit says 30. There's a light right there. Like, it don't take 80 to get to the next light. You know, slow down. Somebody has to, you know, give them some structure.
This stems out of your desire to help people, right? Because this personal injury field, the root of it is helping people. You have to want to help people. You have to want to put people in a better spot and guide them in the right direction. If you don't have that foundation, I don't think you're going to enjoy what you're doing. I think you're just going to kind of go through the motions. Maybe you make some money. I guess that's fun.
The greatest thing is that I love it, because to me, it's life altering for people. Some of our cases, they're pretty big. A client may have not really had anything, but going forward, sometimes we'll have a case and it's like $250,000 this person is getting. Some money that they have never seen that changes their home. You understand? They could pay their bills. The place they're living in, sometimes they want to get out. It alters a whole family, hopefully, unless someone goes, I'm going to go get a Bentley and ride around nowhere. Where are you going? Like, where are you going? Take this money and invest it. Get yourself a better place to live. Plan for your retirement. You know, just knowing that some clients is doing that. I had a young lady say to me one time, Yvonne, I want to thank you. And I still have the text. And I was like, thank you for what? She said, because she was like, I was never in my life able to pay off all my bills. For the first time in my life, I've paid every bill off. And I was really happy to hear that. I was really excited for her. She didn't take the money and go do something stupid, go shop and go buy another bed. She paid the bills off. She paid 2 months of her rent. She took care of some things for her kids. And she was very, very grateful. And that made me more excited, because when we do this in this business, we just want to know that the person is going to get some help. I don't care how small, how big that we make the settlement for. Just knowing that we can do it and it can alter something for that person, it makes me super excited. I'm very happy about that.
That motivates you to help more clients.
More clients. Every client, if I could, you know? And they say, you know, I've had an attorney and I spoke to them once. You guys are calling always. Yeah, we want to know, how's your treatment? You understand? Is anything wrong? Are you unsatisfied with something? How can we help? Do you have lost wages? You know, there's so many things that go into this You know, besides your car needs to be fixed. You're injured. Now you can't work anymore. You know, Yvonne, how am I going to take care of myself? So we want to be the ones. We are the ones that set that up for them.
Right.
We are.
And I think that's what separates us from other people. We are at the root of it. We are people that want to help others. We want people to end up in a better situation. We want to guide them. All the legal skill and the craft of working with the insurance companies, that comes with experience and know-how, but the root of the work and the root of helping people is what allows us to excel, and it kind of propels us to success and get these client results. And it shows. You can look at our Google reviews. All our Google reviews are 5-star. No client comes back upset. One complaint against the Bar Association is that my lawyer doesn't call me back. With us, it's the opposite. We can't get clients to call us back. We're calling them so much. We got their mama chasing them down. We got the wife chasing them down. The kids are knocking on the door like, call your lawyer back. And I take great pride in that because I know it's different. I know how the industry is. I know how other lawyers are. I speak to people I know that they're annoyed by their clients. And of course, when you're dealing with thousands of people, hundreds of people, you're going to come across some people that are tough to deal with. But at the end of the day, you have to want to help them.
You know what? I think the bigger reward is, Mike, our referrals coming back, boy. We call them so much that they know for a fact that once they refer us a client, that client's going to get A1 treatment, and that client's client is going to send us somebody, and they love our brownies. You want to tell them about the brownies?
Yeah. So we, after a case is settled, we will send clients a card, a package with brownies. And it's like the talk of the town between our clients. They want brownies. They've heard that their friends got brownies.
And the cookie.
And they want cookies and brownies in the middle of the case or the beginning of the case. So we have a lot of fun with that. We throw in the brownie and our clients are very, they enjoy it. They're very happy about it.
They'll have their brownie and they go, do I get another one? And I'll go, well, your case is over, but we can send you one. Oh, man.
That's good. And that also shows that we're creating connections with people. It's more for our clients or with our clients. It's more than a lawyer-client relationship. For a lot of them, we end up becoming friends.
Yes.
We end up becoming financial advisors. We end up becoming confidants. They come to us with a lot of their problems and it feels good. It feels good to help people. And that's what separates us. That's what makes us better than a lot. So we take a lot of pride in that.
I actually do think that we become their friends and their family because sometimes my phone rings at 6 a.m. and 11 at night and they're talking about their case. I'm like, wait, hold on. I remember getting a call like 6:30 a.m. I'm like, hello, Miss Yvonne. I didn't mean to call you. I'm like, my phone pasted to my face. I'm thinking it's emergency. Like, yeah, how can I help you? Could you just give me 2 hours and I'll call you back. My eyes wasn't even open. I'll never forget that day. I was like, wait a minute. I looked at the phone. I was like, it's really 6:30 a.m. Like, what's going on?
So, Yvonne, you've been through a lot. What motivates you?
Ooh, I've been through a lot in my life and I've always helped my family and my friends. So knowing that I'm a survivor of many and master of none, I'll call myself because I've been through a lot. I've lost a lot. Medically, I've been through a lot. And my drive has always been to help people. I've been that way since I've been younger. I get it from my mother. You know, my mom was a foster mom and it was 13 of us at one point. And she adopted 9. And she's always helping the neighborhood and always cooking. And I'm like, that's what we do. We help people, you know? We help people. So when I got into this business, I see that a person hurt or down on their luck and they don't know which way to turn, we're just there for them, you know? At the end of the day, we're just there for them. Some clients I can relate to because I myself have been in a car accident. I remember having a crappy attorney a long time ago. And I do remember speaking to that attorney probably once or twice or trying to reach out to him 50,000 times. So I don't ever want a client to feel like they don't have access to us. So that 6 a.m. call, that 11 o'clock at night call, I don't mind taking because it's sometimes people don't know the direction they're going in. They really need that assistance. Like I've never been in a car accident before. So what do I do? You know, How do I do this? How do I get my car fixed? I'm hurt. I have a fracture. I can't work anymore. Who's going to take care of my family? And we actually had a client that was like that before. And listen, calm down. We're going to get lost wages. Insurance pays 80%. Sometimes the client has disability on the job, so that'll provide the other 20%, you know, so they don't feel like they lost everything. Because when you're hurt or injured in any type of accident, the question is, who's going to help them? Who's going to guide them? And knowing that we have the knowledge to do it, and we can get them to where they need to be until they get on their feet, and until we finish that final settlement, is very enjoyable and very motivating to me, knowing that we help them to that full capacity.
There's no better feeling than helping a client from beginning to end. You know, just remembering their first phone call when they first call in and talk to you. And then from the time that they get that check and how appreciative they are and they leave a Google review, or they text you, or they call you randomly in the future and say, hey, I did this and that. There's no better feeling, because I think personal injury has a very, very bad reputation. I think people think that, you know, they see these all these Salino and Barnes commercials and some of these crazy lawyers on Instagram, and they think it's just all about the money and like getting big checks and, you know, using that money. The lawyers use their money to buy a Rolex and buy a car, and, you know, they're just going to the next guy, and it seems sleazy. But I think at the root of it, again, if you want to help people and do good, it could be a very rewarding job. It could be a very rewarding profession. There are a lot of people out there that don't know where to go. They don't know what to do when they've been hurt. They don't have access to lawyers. They didn't grow up in influential circles where, you know, their cousin knows a lawyer who could help them out. And these are the people that we help. These are the people that we allow to get good legal representation by motivated people who have strong backgrounds that have had been through this stuff and are able to guide them in the right direction.
Yes, yes. I love it. I love the business. I love the our clients. Some of our clients are so comical. Some of our clients are, you know, industry people. They've been on TV. We don't know these stories until later. We're like, wow. Like, so it's an honor for every client. But when they sit back and they want to tell the story, I'm like just intrigued, you know? Or I'm not even going to tell you how many new aunties I got, because everybody's auntie to me now. And they're like, this is your aunt Yvonne. Now, I mean, this is your aunt so-and-so. I'm like, hey, auntie, how are you?
Now, you know that a client loves their lawyer when they call their lawyer the N-word, right? Right?
So when that black
client calls their lawyer the N-word. Could you tell everybody the story about when that client called me the N-word?
So we have a client. We're not going to say his last name, but we'll say his name is Frank. And Frank is always calling, and he loves our firm. He will refer anybody to us. I think if Frank could get in an accident every day just to be with us, he would. So when at the end of his case, I remember him calling me. He was like, Yo, Michael Cohen, that's my for life. That's my word. I'm sending everybody in. Yo, Michael Cohen is my. He just kept going in. I was like, okay, I know. He's your... Yo, I was like, no! I was like, did he really just say that? He's like, yeah. He's like, we're, I'm telling y'all, for life. Like, everybody tells us for life. They really mean it too. You know that, right? No, I'm serious. They really mean... Think about all the clients. I mean, listen, our clients will spring a pinky, as you say, and they will call us. I think they just want to be under our wing because they know how good we are. You know,
they want to be calling us. They want to be talking to us. He's not the only client to say that to me. He says it to me all the time, but he's not client to say that to me. And that's another
thing. I think Tyrone almost said it to you too one day.
Yeah, he said it to me.
Yes, but he did.
We're able to connect to a lot of different, New York is very diverse.
Yes,
very diverse, right? Especially Brooklyn, Bronx, Harlem. And we're able to connect with a very wide range of types of clients. We have Spanish-speaking paralegals at our firm, and we've struck a tone with the Spanish community, the Black community, the Asian community. We have a very uncanny ability to connect with these clients on another level. Again, not just lawyer client, but they become our friends. We get in the community. They invite us to their birthday party. I get invited to kids' birthday parties all the time. We get invited to their events and their cookouts, and that's another enjoyable part about the job. And I think that's another thing that separates us, is we're able to connect with so many different, diverse people. And it's a lot of fun.
We had one client that we did a good thing for him, but it wasn't to the full capacity where everybody thinks they should get $1 million. Our client who went traveling on his motorcycle, Remember, he was cutting through a
ladder. Oh, yeah, yeah. We had a client who lost a leg.
That was a very bad, and I often think about him. I remember he texted me one day or whatever, and I'm like, how are you doing? Yeah.
He lost the leg, and he wasn't able, because of the circumstance of how the accident happened, he wasn't able to properly collect the amount of compensation that he normally would have or that he deserved. And we consulted with a lot of people. We consulted with a lot of lawyers, local officials, to make sure that there was nothing else we could do for him, and we couldn't. And at first, he was very upset to the point that he was almost depressed. He was calling every day, texting every day. You know, it's traumatic losing a leg. But at the end of the day, you know, once we guided him mentally, almost spiritually, we were like his psychologist and walked him through all the issues and were able to get him what we could. He was very appreciative. And to this day, he calls me all the time. So again, it comes down to wanting to help people, knowing people, first of all, knowing your demographics, knowing your clients, being close with them, and then helping them. And then once you help them, the only thing you're going to get is repeat clients. The only thing you're going to get is repeat praise and 5-star Google reviews. So yeah, that was a very sad case, but I take a lot of pride in knowing that we were able to maximize his result and also walk him and help him through a very difficult time in his life and get him past it.
Yeah, that was my only real sad client, I feel. Not one, actually. I think I've had 2 sad clients within this. Ariel.
Oh, yeah. We've had clients who passed away as well. Yeah.
A young girl.
And then you end up becoming a psychologist for the family. You become a family lawyer, psychology lawyer. And look, it takes a very dynamic group of people like us, and it takes a very dynamic personality to deal with these issues and walk people through them and with an empathetic manner, because it's not about the money. Yeah, these lawyers could post on Instagram and throw on commercials that they've made millions of dollars for clients, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the money's there. It's nice. But being able to help someone through a difficult time is a much more noble cause. It's a much more noble project. And at the end of the day, you could put your head on the pillow at night and sleep and say that you help people. You're going to feel a lot better about your life and your career if you're able to do that.
Yes. I love helping people. Yeah. I love helping people. I swear.
Tell us a little bit about the charity work that you do, all the organizations you're involved in, some of the back to school stuff, the cancer organizations. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I am a cancer survivor, everybody. Yay. So I engage in a lot of walks and everything. But more importantly, I've been in remission since 1997. So I was only 20 something years old when I did have it. So from 20 something on, I have been like, not the poster child, but the poster child for friends and family. The minute someone has cancer, they call me up. And they're like, Yvonne, so-and-so has this. I need you to talk to them or whatever. And I'm like all in their motivational ear, like, hey, we can do this, you know? A cancer survivor, stroke survivor. Sometimes some people don't feel like they could get through it. So I'll go spend time with them. If they need me to go with them to chemotherapy or appointment and everything, I don't mind going. I'm also a hairstylist, so we'll play, let's have a date and go do wigs, you know, if the person's lost their hair. So I'm deeply into that. I have a family member, my sister, who was going blind. She had keratoconus. So I helped raise money for her surgery. You know, she can see. She is probably at 70%, 75%, but she can see. And she didn't wind up losing her eyesight or whatever. There's a lot of back-to-school charities I'm involved in. I have a lot of friends that's always hosting back-to-school, be it a big cookout. I also host one at my home as well, in my area where I live. I host a big event, Memorial Day. We do some book bags and everything, get to know the neighbors and everything. And it actually works because I got to learn that one of the attorneys that we worked with before actually lives 2 doors down me, next to me, one of the firms, one of the guys that worked with us before. And I'm like, how did you know I worked there? He said, I got your mail by mistake and we worked cases together and we never even knew each other. 2 That's doors so down. Look funny. How crazy that is. That is so crazy. So he comes to my little charity event that I do upstate as well, just to back the school, get to know the neighbors and everything. That's how I wound up. We got a client that way as well. One of my neighbors, she was like, I was in an accident. I never knew what you do because they didn't know who I was. So that actually worked out. But some of charities, anything have to do with cancer, sight, I'm pretty much involved in a lot of things. I like that. It takes a lot of time. Am I getting any sleep? No. But I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Yeah. And sometimes the clients might be involved in something and I'll donate to something like that. We had our client, Ms. Caldwell. She bakes, remember? Mm-hmm. So we supported her cakes and everything.
We always support our clients. Any time they have these sort of endeavors, they're always reaching out to us. And it just goes back to helping people in the community, which mm-hmm. is a lot of fun.
Our community is worldwide, because here's the thing. We're in the Bronx. We're in Brooklyn, Queens. Remember we used to do the senior citizen in Harlem?
Yeah, we've done. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, they stopped that program, but during COVID. But
yes.
Yeah, we've gone to senior centers and helped seniors with legal issues.
I think we should start that back up.
If they allow us after COVID. Yeah, we should definitely start that back up, because that's a great feeling. Helping people who literally their own family won't even visit them. Their own kids won't even go see them at the nursing home. And they tell us this and we're like, look, we're going to help you as much as we could. You know, we'll give you the legal advice that we're able to. And they feel really good about it. I mean, they become our friends. So
excited about that.
It's very nice to give back.
Yes. Yes. Matter of fact, I think one of the women that we worked with that day at the senior citizen, we wind up having a case with her for her sister. Her sister happened to be in an accident. I think she referred her sister to us. That was many years ago, probably about a good 5-6 years ago, post-COVID. Yeah.
So Yvonne, you have one last message to give to today's youth. What do you say?
Listen to the old people. You know, if I knew then what I know now, I would tell you that. Now, listen to the old people, because they have a lot to say. And again, there's not a lot of guidance out here. I myself would like to start a youth thing. I've been thinking about it recently because of everything I see going on, but we need these children to sit back, these youth to listen. Somebody needs to grab their hand and really talk to them. Because if they do not, this generation, it's going down. The economy, the way things are run now, we really have to teach everybody to sit back, listen, teach them how to invest or whatever, be your own boss. You know, if you don't like working for somebody, these are things that they need to be told. And slow down. Stop driving so fast. Where y'all going? Where y'all going? Where y'all going? Okay? You can't do 90 to the next light.
And what's your message for people that are trying to get into personal injury, the legal field, paralegals specifically? What's your message to paralegals who are trying to get into the legal field?
Oh, man. Anybody want to be a paralegal? And I get asked this all the time. Do you have to go to school this? Yes, you can go to school for this. You can go to school for this. Okay. They had it in the high schools, but they took it out. But you can go to school for this, or you can talk to an attorney, see if he can take you under his wing and teach you everything. And I mean everything. And then one day create you to be a beast where that you are so good, you're almost shy beneath this much from being an attorney, actually.
It's all about the hustle. It's all about the hustle. It's all about, you got to work hard. You got to be in the right place, right time, just like you were with Tyrone. And if you're in the right place, right time, you create your own luck. You do not get lucky. You create your own luck. And I think that once you realize that, you start putting yourself in the right mindset, positive mindset to be in the right places, you're going to succeed.
Until next time, New York, keep hustling. And we'll be right here to keep you one step ahead. Ready to talk to a lawyer today? Find us in the five boroughs at CohanLegal.com.